We're learning Yeshaya Perek Lamed Ches.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Lamed Ches. The pasuk begins by Yomim. The Perek begins by Yomim Ahaim. In those days, the days when Sancheir's army was outside Yerushalayim, Chol Chizkiyo Lomus. Chizkiyo became deathly ill. Vayavoy Lov Yeshayo ben Amoz Hanavi. Yeshaya ben Amoz Hanavi came to him. Vayomrei Lov. And Yeshaya said to him, Ko Amar Hashem, so says Hashem, Tzav Leveisecha. Instruct your household. Make your last will. Kimeis Atavalosichya. For you shall die and you shall not live. That's what Yeshaya HaNavi said to Chizkiyo. And we mentioned the last year, there's a lot to say on these psukim. The last year we discussed the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, Kimeis Ata, that he would die in this world. Velosichyan, he wouldn't live in Olam Haba. Because he wasn't Osek B'Pru Revu. Chizkiyo didn't want to have children. It was Beshita. This was his philosophy, his belief that he shouldn't have children. And therefore the Gemara says a terrible punishment. And we discussed how this is evident in the Psukim. How did the Gemara know that this was the case? But the Gemara says, Omrlei, my kulei hai. Chizkiyo said to Yeshaya, the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud, what is such a terrible thing that I deserve death in this world and the next world? Amrlei mishum delo asakta b'piri v'rivya, as we said, because he didn't want to have children. Amrlei, so Chizkiyo answered, of course he would have kept the mitzvah, but mishum dechazoi li b'ruach hakodesh. Here I saw with Ruach HaKodesh, Denofik minoi bonin delo malu. He saw that his children were going to be no good. So he felt the best way to serve Hashem was not to give birth to a Rasha. That his child should be one of the worst kings that Klal Yisrael had. And we mentioned the Gemara about his son Menashe and the story about how Menashe ended up, he was carrying Menashe on his shoulders, and he could tell that he wanted to serve Avodah Zarah. But that was the son that was born. So Chizkiyo said to him, Yeshaya said to Chizkiyo, Bahari Kavshi Drachman Alamalach, what do you have to do with the secrets of Hashem? You have a mitzvah of having children, and whatever the child does, that's Hashem's accounting. That's not your business. You do the mitzvah you have. My d'mifkadasi boy lach l'meved. Whatever you're commanded, you should do. And whatever Hashem wants, he'll do. So Chizkiyo responded, if so, give me your daughter as a wife, and perhaps in the zechus that I'll be the father, and you'll be the grandfather, the child will turn out good. Amrlei. So Yeshaya said to Chizkiyo, it's too late. Kvar nigzera alecha gezeira. The decree that Chizkiyo will die has already been made. Amrlei. So Chizkiyo responded, Ben Amots, with a forceful term, son of Amots, Kali nivuoschovit say, stop your prophecy and leave. Because kach mekublani mi beis avi abba. Because I have a mesorah of my ancestors that afilu cherev chadim unachas al tzavoro shalodom. Even if there's a sharp sword resting on a person's neck, al yimna atzmi min arachmim, he shouldn't refrain from davening. So you came to tell me a nevuah of meisata velosichya. As the Meforshim say, he obviously realized that this was not a simple Bikur Cholim visit. Yeshaya felt that he shouldn't be the one to have to go to the king. The king should come to him. But he had a nevuah, and a Navi has to say the prophecy. So whether he likes it or not, he's compelled to deliver the message. So he went. So Chizkiyahu said, okay, you did your job. You're not here to visit me. You're not here. You're here to do your job. You said your nevuah. That's it. Leave. And the nevuah doesn't necessarily have to occur. There's a possibility of tshuva. If I repent and I change and I decide that I will be Mekayim the mitzvah, I correct myself, that your nevuah is nullified. Itmar Nami, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elozer, Dami Travayu, the other Amaroim say, Afilu Cherev Chadamu Nachas Al Tzavoro Shel Adam, even if there's a sharp sword resting on someone's neck, Al Yimna Atzma Mino Rachmim, he shouldn't refrain from davening. On this Gemara, there's a lot of different points to discuss. The Gemara says, there's a Gemara Nida on Daf Yud Zayin on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. Famous Gemara, Hakol Videi Shemayim Chutz Miira Shemayim. Everything's in the control of Hashem except for Yira Shemayim. The question is, here this boy wasn't born yet. Chizkiyo knew, with Ruach HaKodesh, he had the divine inspiration, he knew that his child would be a Rasha. And as much as he did, he got the best shidduch to have this, to have a child that should be a tzaddik. The child had the best yichus possible, and we can be assured that they both davened and they did whatever they could do. As we learned, that the Gemara says he was carrying on his shoulders to the Beis Medrash when he realizes that these children were rotten to the core. But he did whatever he could do to for his children, that they should turn out good. But the decree was they were going to be he would be a Rasha. That's what he saw in Ruach HaKodesh, and that's what the child ended up being. So Tosfos asks, on Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miira Shemayim, and Nida on Daf Tez Zayin Amud Beis. Vim Tomar V'Chizkiyo Choza Dehavalei Boni Delomalu. Chizkiyo saw that his children would be no good. Alma De Nigzar Kodem Leida Shlo Yiyu Yirei Shemayim. Obviously, there was a decree before birth that these children would not be good. So how can you say everything's up to a person except for Yira Shemayim? And Tosfos answers, two answers. V'yeshloimar, the answer is, Dehereyu Masha Osid Lios. Everybody has free will. But Hashem knows what a person will choose. And the truth is, the child would decide, it was up to him, but Hashem knew, and the Ruach HaKodesh informed Chizkiyo that the child would be. Ruach HaKodesh let him see the future. And the future was the child would be no good. And then Tosis gives another answer. Va'o daharbi devarim toli b'mazel. A lot of things are dependent on a person's mazel. Kid Amr Bishili Shabbos, the Gemara says, Mandi Sialid b'tzedek. Somebody who's born under the constellation of Tzedek, of Jupiter. Yehei tzadkon b'mitzvus. He'll be a tzedek, it has to do with righteousness, he'll be a tzadik in mitzvus. Disyalid b'Shabbos, if he's born on Shabbos, Miskari Kadisha, he has a certain holiness. So when a person is born can influence the way he is. V'chein hoda amri kaldoi le'imid Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's mother was told by the stargazers that her son would be breich ganvalehevi. Your son will be a thief. He will be a robber. And the Gemara mentions that what he did was, his mother was careful to keep his head covered, which is the source that we wear a yarmulke, that little boy who was destined to be a robber should be extra careful, his head should always be covered, to be aware of the Emsa Dishmaya, that there's someone above us, to be aware of Hashem, to be aware of Malchus Shemayim. But you see from that Gemara, a person is affected by when he's born. And Tosfos says, "De'ein ze bidei shamayim, ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh l'shanos hiluch ha-mazolos." That's not, it's still not called like Hashem is determining it. It's based on the mazolos. But the Tosfei HaRosh, which is printed on the daf here, Tosfei HaRosh explains, another few words. Shemazolo nota be'echon min hadrochim. Even if a person's mazel leans him in a certain way, mikomakom biyodohu lischazek al yitzro. A person has the ability to be mischazek and to overcome his yetzahara. Whatever the mazel might predispose a person, like the Gemara says over there in Shabbos, somebody who's born under a mazel that he'll spill blood. He has the nature, he enjoys seeing blood flowing. So that doesn't make him a Rasha. If he's a tzaddik, he'll be a moyel. A moyel goes ahead and that's what he does. That's what he does for a living. He sheds blood and it doesn't bother him and he's a tzaddik. And the Gemara says if he's a beinoni, he's not a tzaddik to be the moyel. So be a sheichet. You don't have to eat meat. If you want to eat, you shecht the animal. But that also, somebody who has that nature, some people faint at the sight of blood. But if a person has the nature to spill blood and he's a beinoni, let him become a sheichet. And the Rasha uses that to go out and become and murder people. So a person has certain natures that is his makeup, but it doesn't determine what he'll be. Tzaddik or Rasha. The Rambam elaborates on this also in Hilchos Tshuva in the fifth perek. The whole perek deals with this. Rishus l'chol adam nesuna. Everybody has the control, the permission. Im rotza lahatus atzma l'derech tova v'liyos tzadik or rishus biyado. If he wants to turn on the good path, he wants to be a tzadik, he has that ability. And if he doesn't want, if he wants to be a rasha, he could. And he says later on, ilu hakela yagozer al ha'adam liyos tzadik or rasha. If Hashem would decree that a person should be a tzadik or a rasha, or if a person would be born, that his making, his DNA, something, when he's born, he's propelled and drawn to do averis. If he's drawn to live a certain lifestyle, or if he's drawn to think in a certain manner, lemada min hamados, Oladeya min hadeos, a person can't put a certain thought out of his mind. Or olamaisim min amaisim, kmo shabodim milibam, like the tipshim, like the fools who look at the stars, think a person's, it's predetermined what a person will be. And we're talking, as the Rambam says, she'i efshar lozuz mimenu, to believe that a person is not able to move. Certain people might be born with a more difficult job serving Hashem and less can be expected of them. And they'll get a greater reward. And Hashem has his cheshbonos, everyone has his own nisayon. But a person is not locked into being a tzaddik or a rasha in a way that ef shalozes mimenu, can't budge from it. Because umam mokum hayil chol ha-Torah kula. What place would the whole Torah have? Uveiza din veiza mishpot nifromin harasha. How could a rasha ever be punished if you're going to tell me that's the way he's made? O misham sachar letzadik. How could a tzadik ever get a reward if he's born righteous and it's not possible for him to do different? Or certain people might be born with an extra madrega of kedusha, an extra level of holiness, but it's possible for the person to go bad. Everyone has that free will. That's what the very fact that the Torah is given and the words in the Nevi'im warn the people and urge them to correct themselves and to change, it must be everybody has the free will that they can decide what they want to do. It's interesting, especially with Hashkacha Pratis. A person really can't look at what the other person's doing. Person thinks to himself, I did this mitzvah, I'm doing better, I'm doing worse, how everyone else is doing, because the truth is everybody's on his own playing field. Everybody has his own talents and his own abilities and his own desires, his own yetzaharas, and everyone's tested according to his level. But everybody has that decision whether he wants to be a tzaddik or he wants to be a rasha. There's another question. the Rambam says here, Shema Tomar, perhaps you'll say, V'alo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yodea Kol Ma Sheyiyeh. Okay, you have your decision. You could be a tzaddik or a rasha, as we've discussed. But if Hashem knows whatever's going to be, V'kodem Sheyiyeh Yeda Shezeyiyeh Tzaddik or rasha. O Lo Yoda. How does it work? Does Hashem know if somebody's going to be a tzaddik or rasha or not? Im Yoda Shu Yeh Tzaddik. If you're going to tell me Hashem knows who's going to be a tzaddik, Eif Sheshlo Yeh Tzaddik. So how could it be different? If Hashem knows I'm going to be a tzaddik, how is it possible for me not to be? V'im tomar sheyeda sheyeh tzaddik, v'ef sheyeh rasha, but if you're going to tell me Hashem knows he'll be a tzaddik, but he could be a rasha, harei lo yoda hadavar aburio. So that would mean you don't know it 100%. In other words, if I tell you, I know that if my child's offered a candy, he'll eat it. But since there's always that possibility, he might not, even though I can be 99% sure, I can be almost guaranteed, but I'm not guaranteed. It's not 100%. How could Hashem know 100% how you're going to be, and yet you have free will, and you can do different? The Rambam says, this is in Perek Hay in Hilchas Tshuva, Da she tshuva she'ela zu, arucha me'eretz mida, urechova mina yom. We've just posed the question that the measuring stick for this question is longer than the earth and it's wider than the sea. There's no end to this. This is a deep philosophical question. How could it be that Hashem knows exactly with certitude? In other words, it's not probable. It's not he knows 100% guaranteed what we'll do, and yet you could do different. How could that be? And the Rambam says, "Avol tzoracha taleidu lahovin b'dover zeh shani yomer." You have to know and understand what I'm going to say. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu eini yodea mideya shehu chutz mimenu. Hashem doesn't know from an outside knowledge. It's not like a person where you learn things as life goes on. You learn different things, and now you incorporate that this new knowledge that you've gained. Hashem is not gaining knowledge from anywhere else. Kivnei Adam, Shehem V'daitam Shnayim. By people you have the person and you have what he learned. By Hashem, that's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hu Yisal Hashmo V'daito Echad, it's all one. And just like you can't comprehend Hashem, it's not possible. You don't know, Hashem has no... He's not a body, he's not physical, there's nothing that affects him like a goof. We don't understand what Hashem is. So you can't understand Hashem's knowledge. And the Rav discusses why the Rambam brought up this question, but if that question ever dawns on you, the Rambam's addressed it, and there are certain things that are beyond the intellect and the comprehension of people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge is 100% sure what we're going to do, and yet you have free will. So anyways, Chizkiyo saw with Ruach HaKadosh that his son was going to be a Rasha. And his son turned out like that. Another question is, from a Gemara though in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gedola tshuva, tshuva is very great, shemekaras gezardino shel adam. Because a person can have a decree, and if you do tshuva, the decree is annulled. And if the Gemara brings a pasuk, v'shav, v'rofalo, if a person does tshuva, he'll be healed from whatever spiritual sickness, from his averus. If you do tshuva, it can remove whatever suffering. And the Gemara says maybe that's before the decree. And the Gemara answers, "Ezeo dover shetzarech refua, hevi omer zeh gezar din." When it says he'll be healed, means there's already a sickness, there's already a gezar din, there's already a decree, and now it can be healed and it can be removed. So the Gemara asks, from a brisa, "Meisve hashav bein tayim between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, if somebody does tshuva, mochalim lo, he's forgiven. Lo shov ben tayim, and if he didn't do tshuva, if he missed that window of opportunity, he didn't do tshuva during the aseres yemei tshuva, afilu hevi kol eile nivoyu sheba olam, even if he brings the biggest fat sheep as a korban, he does his best korban possible, and the Maharsha says, of course, and he does tshuva with it. He tries to rectify and correct in the best manner. Ain mochalim lo. The Brisa says it's too late. He missed it. You gotta do tshuva before Yom Kippur. That's the final deadline. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So Gemara answers lo kashya. It's not difficult. It could be that tshuva rips up a gazar din, removes the decree, and it could also be that if you didn't do it during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's too late. Ha b'yochid, ha b'tzibur. One is if you're a yochid, you're an individual. An individual has to make sure, if you're all by yourself, you don't have a minion, you're not part of any group, but even a yochid during Aseres Yemei Tshuva can do tshuva and he'll be forgiven. If you're a community, if you're part of a tzibur can do tshuva whenever they want. It can be; it doesn't have to be during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. A tzibur has a special power. The Turei Yevan asks on this Gemara, the Gemara about Chizkiyo Hanavi, or Chizkiyo HaMelech with Yeshaya Hanavi. The Turei Yevan asks, the Gemara comes out that even if there's a sharp sword on a person's neck, he shouldn't refrain from doing tshuva. And the truth is, we're going to see that the tshuva helped. Chizkiyo did tshuva, he davened, which we're going to learn, and he was given another 15 years of life. The tshuva helped. He ripped up that decree that was uttered by the Navi Yeshaya, told him he's finished. And Lamaisa, his tshuva removed the decree. So the Turei Yevan asks, Rabbi Kiva Eger brings it down on the Negilyon Hashas. How can you tell me that the tshuva of an individual helps? We just learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that if you missed Aseres Yemei Tshuva, it's too late. And you can't tell me that this story happened during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva because this happened right before Pesach. This story that, as Rashi says, by Yomim Ohem, in those days when Sancheiriv was near Yerushalayim, Rashi says, Shloshi Yomim Lifnei Mapalto Shal Sancheiriv. This was 3 days before Sancheiriv had his downfall. Sancheiriv's army was wiped out on the night of Pesach. V'hu Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. This happened right before Pesach. So it wasn't during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So how did he have that ability to remove the Gezar Din? And the Turei Yevan gives two answers. Ve'efsha lomar, you could say, Deshaini Chizkiyo, Derav Guvrei. Chizkiyo was different. His power was so great, Shehoyim Meshunim Me'od B'masim. His deeds were very, very unusual. And we're talking, when the Gemara says that it's too late for a yochid, the Gemara is aware of tzaddikim. It seems it's normally too late. But Chizkiyo that we're talking about was so, so unusual, he was able to override that. V'shokul kamo tzibur. His importance was equal to a tzibur. Just like a community can do tshuva anytime, Chizkiyo had such zechusim that his tshuva was accepted, even though it was in the month of Nisan, and it was the Gezar Din was already there, his tshuva helped. Inami, or a second teretz, Melech Shaini. A king is different, because the king represents the nation. And there's a posuk, Lasas Mishpat Avdo, Mishpat Amo Yisrael. Hashem does the judgment of his servant, the king, and the judgment of Klal Yisrael. The king is like the people. He's on the same level. The judgment of the king, the judgment of the people, they're on a par. And therefore, Chizkiyo was able to override the Gezar Din. Vayas, Posik Beis. Vayasev Chizkiyo Ponevel Akir. So Chizkio turned his face to the wall, Vayispalel el Hashem, and he davened to Hashem. Chizkio just got the death sentence, literally. Yeshaya Hanovi said, that's it, finished. There's a Gezar Din, Mesat Tavalo Sichya. Chizkio turned his face to the wall, and the Gemara learns out from here, when you daven, your face should be to the wall. You shouldn't daven with a bunch of clutter in front of you. There are many halachos, the Gemara discussed many details, what exactly is allowed, not allowed. If there's a permanent structure that's built into the room, you could daven in front of that. Something there that helps the davening, that helps you to daven like a shtender, you could have in front of you. But there's an inyan that a person should daven, she should put his face to the wall. But the Gemara learns out another message. The Gemara in Brachas on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Chizkio turned his face to the wall, Vayispalel el Hashem, and he davened to Hashem. My kir, what does it mean kir? He put his face to the wall. The simple meaning is we learn out that you should daven to the wall. But the truth is, a person always has to daven to the wall. Everyone should daven and fulfill those halachos about davening to the wall. Why did Chizkio's tefillah have to be El Hakir? My kir, Amrav Shim ben Levi mikiros libo. Kir can mean the chamber. He davened from the chambers of his heart. Shenemar may I ochila kiros libi. There's a pasuk that says kiros libi, the walls, the chambers of my heart. He davened El Hakir, he was able to daven with such kavana. Rav Levi says, Al Iske Hakir. Chizkio davened, and he mentioned the kir, the wall, the room, with the following argument. Amar Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Umashu Namis, Shlo Osasa El Hakir Achas Kitano, Hechiesa Espino. There was a story, Elisha used to travel around the country. And he came to the house of a woman, an Isha Gedola, a choshev, a woman in Shunem. And she said to her husband, Elisha the Novi travels and he stops by our house during his travels. Let's make for him a separate room. And we'll put with the basic necessities, a table and a chair and a bed and a lamp. And whenever he comes, he'll be able to stay in that room. And they made him that room, and then Elisha gave her a promise that she'll have a child, and then when the child died, she brought him to Elisha, and Elisha did Tchias HaMesim. He did a miracle of Tchias HaMesim, because this woman, he had Akaras HaToiv, he wanted to somehow pay this woman back for her kindness, and he promised her a child, and that the child should live, and he did Tchias HaMesim, to pay back what he owed her, that gratitude he had for her. A woman who made a simple room for the Novi. You gave her son life. You did Tchias HaMesim. Avi Abba, my ancestor, Chizkio came as a descendant from Malchus Beis David, from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech also made a room. Shechipas HaHechol Kulo BeKesev UVezov. He made a room for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made a Beis HaMikdash, and he covered it with silver and gold. So if the woman who made a room for Elisha, you gave her son life, you did Tchias HaMesim, you brought him back from the dead. My grandfather, my ancestor, who went ahead and he made a Heichel, and he covered it with silver and gold, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, certainly you should give me life. You brought her son back from the dead. And he was actually dead. Certainly, even if there's a Gezar Din, you should give me life. The Gemara prefaces this, by the way. Amar of Chanan, Afilu Baal HaChalomos, even if the Malach, or the Shed, whatever's in charge of the dreams, Omer Lo La'odim tells a person, Lamochar who Macy is going to die tomorrow. Al yimna atzma min harachamim. He shouldn't refrain from rachamim. And the Marsha says on that Gemara. The point is, that most dreams are nonsense. Ki berov chalomos v'havolim, the Gemara brings a pasuk, most dreams don't mean anything. So a person has a dream from the Baal HaChalomos, and as the Maharsha says, certain dreams are al yedei malach, certain ones are al yedei shed. There can be certain forces that cause a guy to have a dream, and usually the dreams are nonsense. But if a person has a dream and it portends a bad thing, a few Baal HaChalomos, he has a dream that l'mochar hu meis, al yimna atzma min harachamim, he should act on it. Ein royu lahamin lo mikomokom es elokim yirah. You don't have to necessarily believe the dream is going to happen. Most dreams aren't true. But make sure to daven. Daven anyways. And the pasuk that we're bringing, the Gemara is learning that this idea that even if there's a cherev chadim unachas al tzavaro shel adam, even if a person has this dream, the Baal HaChalomos, it's a dream and it's probably not true. But a person should daven. And the Gemara brings this pasuk of Chizkiyo. That's a davening. He davened by Yasiv Chizkiyo Panavel Hakir. He davened from the chambers of his heart. This was a heartfelt tefillah. And according to the other explanation in the Gemara, it was a tefillah that went with a lot of thought. Chizkiyo was searching for a zechus. What zechus should he have to be able to remove that Gezar Din? As we mentioned, normally a yochid cannot change a gezar din. And he had this svara, El Hakir. There's a woman who made a room for the Navi. And her son had Tchias HaMeisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved my life also. Vayispalo El Hashem, and Chizkiyo davened to Hashem. The Malbim says the truth is, when the Gemara makes its Derasha, it fits in with the simple Pshat also. Why does a person daven? Why should a person daven facing the wall? The reason is because he should be able to daven El Hakir from the chambers of his heart. And he shouldn't be distracted. It's all connected. He puts his face to the wall because his tefillah should come from the walls of his heart. He should be able to daven in that manner. Vayomar, and Chizkiyo said, Ono Hashem, please Hashem, Zachor no Eis Asher Hisalachti Lefanecha. Remember now that I've always walked before you, Be'emes in truth, Uvalev Sholem, and wholeheartedly, Batov Be'necha Asisi, and I did what was good in your eyes. Vayev Chizkiyo B'chi Godol. And Chizkiyo cried with an intense weeping. The Malbim says, in order to have a shleimus, to completely act 100%, to do what's needed from us, there are three different parts to it. It's a difficult language, the language that the Malbim uses to describe it. But he calls the shleimus ha'inun, toldos ha'seichel. The first thing is your mind has to be completely convinced of the importance and the correctness of what you're doing. Eisa sher yisalachti lefanecha be'emes. I went before you with truth. I wasn't just going through the motions, but I had that conviction and the knowledge that what Hashem wants, and I went before you with truth. I understood and I was convinced. V'yamin ha'emes be'munos v'deos, in his mind he knew the right way, and that's the way he went. And even so, we can know what's right, and we're positive it's right, and we're doing it. But we might have a side agenda, and other benefits we hope to accrue. That would be lacking the shleimus ha'seichel ha'masi, that the ma'ase tov, when we do good, it should be for the sake of serving Hashem and doing what's right, not for any other benefit. Chizkiyo said he did it b'lev sholem. Not only did I walk before you in truth, but it was b'lev sholem with a whole heart. My whole heart was dedicated to doing the mitzvah and to serving Hashem, and there was no other motives. It was b'chol avavcha, it was b'leiv shalem. And the third thing is, the shleimus ha'pu'ulos ba'atzmam, to see to it that the action is actually gets accomplished. You might be going on the right path because that's what you should do, and you're doing it completely l'shem shamayim, and yet you allow obstacles to come up. In other words, you're doing what's right, you're doing it completely for the mitzvah, but you don't overcome the difficulties. But v'atov beinecho asisi. Chizkio said, I did what was good in your eyes. This was his tefillah. I was hisalachti lefanecha be'emes, and I did it b'leiv shalem, and v'atov beinecho asisi, and he accompanied that with v'ayev chizkio b'chi gadol. He cried out with an intense weeping. The Gemara says in Brachos, what does it mean, Vatov beinecho asisi? I did what was good in your eyes. Amar of Yehuda Amarav, Shesomach Geula Litfila. He put together Geula, the mention that Hashem redeems Klal Yisrael, the brach of Goal Yisrael, he put that together with Tfila. What's so special about that? We all do that. The truth is, the Marsha says, could be the meaning is similar to a Gemara, a daf earlier in Brachas. The Gemara says, on Tesamet Beis, Rabbi Loa said to Ula, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, inquire about my brother, Rebrona, because he's a great person. Adam Godelhu, and he's Sameach b'mitzvahs. He's a great person, and he has a simcha doing a mitzvah. One time, he put together Geula Litfila, v'lo posik chucha mipume kule yoma. One day, he was Sameach Geula Litfila, and the whole day, he couldn't stop smiling. He was in a good mood the whole day, that he was Sameach Geula Litfila. And Tosfos asks, Vim Tomar Valo Kol Olam Somchim Geula Litfila. Everyone does that. Now you should all be happy. You put together Geula Litfila. We all do that. And what was special about Rav Brono? V'yesh Lomar Dehachi Komar. So Tosfos says, could be this is what he's saying. It means if he's Somach Geula Litfila Kivasikin, Shekorin Kriyash Makodim Haneitz Utfila La'achar Haneitz. Somebody who's able to get up and prepare himself to daven and calculate. I imagine in those days it was much more difficult than nowadays when you have the precise clocks that we have. But he was able to pace and be mechaven his davening, that he said the bracha, Baruch Adonai Hashem, Goel Yisrael, and immediately started Shmona Esrei. And the Gemara discusses the greatness of that. There's one kapitel in Tehillim that ends off, Hashem Tzuri V'Goali. Hashem is my Redeemer. And the next parak in Tehillim says, Yancha Hashem biyom tzara. Hashem should answer you on the day of distress. If you mention Hashem tzuri v'goali, that Hashem is your goel, He's the one that redeems you. And that's why we mentioned about Yitzias Mitzrayim before the brach of Goal Yisrael. And then we go into Shmon Esrei, as if to say, Hashem, you've redeemed us in the past and we know you, you're our goel right now, you redeem us. And then you daven, Hashem will answer you. And that was Yancha Hashem b'yom tzora. In other words, the whole day, the Gemara says, a person who davens that manner, kivasikin eisomach gula litfila, the whole day he'll be safe and nothing bad will happen. Yancha Hashem b'yom tzora. So that's what Chizkio did. So the Marsha says, when it says he was Samech Gula Litfila, it could mean he did a Kivasikin. And he was extra careful to daven in this manner. And Rav Levi Omar Shagona Sefer Refuos. Chizkio had another Zechus. He put away the book of Refuos. Rashi says, Shagona Sefer Refuos, there was a book that had in it all of the cures. Whatever ailments and sicknesses that there are, this book had the cure. But Rashi says, Kidei sheyavakshu rachamim. People relied on that book. that you looked in that book, the Sefer Refuos, you knew exactly what to do. And a person didn't feel the need to ask Hashem. Because Hashem said, the way it's placed into nature, if he does this type of thing, he'll have a refuah. Chizkiyahu put that away. People should have to come on to Hashem, should know, Kadesh Yavakshu Rachamim. Which none of us should need it. Guys, us should all be healthy. Nowadays, you know, with whatever medical books they have, we still need the Kadesh Yavakshu Rachamim. The real Sefer Refuos was hidden. Tan Rabbanon. The Gemara says, Shisha Devar Masa Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech actually did six things. Al Gimel Hoidalo, for three things the Chachamim agreed that what you did was correct. Val Gimel Lo Hoidalo, and three things that he did the Chachamim said was wrong. Al Gimel Hoidalo, three things that Chizkiyahu did the Chachamim agreed to. And we're talking about something that was controversial. Not like Somech Gula Litfila. That certainly is a good, is proper. But he did three things that perhaps there might have been those who disagreed, but they did agree. One is Gona Sefer Refuos. We can think of many reasons not to hide that book. But when he put it away, the Chachamim agreed that that's correct. Vahodolo. Kitas Nechash HaNechoshes. Moshe Rabbeinu had made that snake, the copper snake on the pole, and all those that were bitten looked to the snake and they were healed. And Chizkiyahu cut that down. And the Maharsha says, why is that a chiddush? Like, what's wrong with cutting that down? Ve'efsher, and it could be they kept it for generations. Al Shem Hanes, She'ein Hanochash Meimis, Ela Hachet Meimis. That could be people looked at that snake. And this was kept for hundreds of years. And they remembered the story that people were bitten by the snake in the Midbar. And if you directed your eyes to Shamayim, you looked heavenward, they were healed. If you dive into Hashem, it's not the snake that kills. It's a person's Averis that kill. And that snake was a remembrance. Like the jug, the Tzinsenes Hamon, like the Mate Aaron. Certain things were saved to remember the nace. But what happened is people started worshipping the snake as if this copper snake had some power. So Chizkiyahu went, and I'd say the snake was around for hundreds of years, and he went ahead and he destroyed it. Kitas Nechash HaNechoshes, he cut it down. V'hodolo, and the Chachamim said, you're correct, that's good. Girat Samos Oviv Almita Shel Chavolim. He took the bones of his father Ochoz, the previous king, and he dragged it instead of putting it on a bed of gold and silver, giving him a royal burial. He took the bones of his father, he put it on a bed of ropes, which is rough and abrasive, and it's a sign of degradation. And he dragged the bones of his father that way. Girat Samos Aviv Al Mita Shel Chavolim. And Rashi says, because his father was a Rasha. Lefisha haya Rasha bizeyu, v'lo noag bo kovud bikvuroso. He didn't take him out on the royal bed. Mitozov, achesev, he didn't do that. He took him out in this way of bizoyon, which was surprising. It was his father, it was a king, a Melech Yehuda, but he was a Rasha, and that's what Chizkiyahu did. And the Mefarshim say the reason is that it should be a kapara for his father. That his father had this bizoyon happen to him before the burial, and that was mechaper for his father's terrible rishis. But that's what he did. Vahodalo and Chachamim were moida. They agreed to it. Val gimul lo hodalo, but three things that Chizkiyahu did, the Chachamim did not agree to. Sosa me gichon, we discussed earlier, he cut off the water supply, that the enemy shouldn't find water. But the Chachamim did not agree to that. To cut off the water supply in Eretz Yisrael, or they did veloho delo. Kitzas dalsos heichol v'shigrom l'melech Ashur, we mentioned he sent a bribe to Sancheirith, to leave him alone. But part of the bribe was I believe it was gold. The doors of the Heichal, and he sent them to the king of Ashur. V'lo hodelo, and Chachamim did not agree to that. And the third thing was, he waited till the 29 days of Adar had passed, and the next day came, and it could have already been Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara said, at that point he decided, it could have been Rosh Chodesh, he decided, let's make an Adar Sheni. And the Chachamim said that that was wrong. But here Chizkio says, V'atov be'necho asisi, I did what was good in your eyes. V'yev Chizkio b'chigadol. And Chizkio gave a great cry. V'hidvar Hashem al Yishayo lemor. The word of Hashem came to Yishaya saying, Holoch v'amarta al Chizkio. Go and say to Chizkio, Ko amar Hashem elokei David avicha. So says Hashem, who is the God of your father David. Shamati es tefila secha. I've heard your tefila. Ra'isi es dima secha. I've seen your tears. The tefila that you've mentioned, the zechus avos, and you mentioned the zechusim in which he should be saved, and the tears which are ma'ore rachamim. Rachamim is even if a person doesn't deserve it. But Hashem has rachmanus, and if a person can daven with tears, it's ma'ore rachamim. And as the Malba mentions, we touched on this last week, Chizkio was confronted with three enemies. There was the enemy, the external enemy of Sanherib's army. There was the internal enemy that his body was collapsing and he had fallen deathly ill. And there was the innermost enemy of the Yetzirah that he had done an Avera, which had caused this Nevuah that he would die. Hashem says, you've already healed that Yetzirah, you've done tshuva, your tefillah is accepted. Ro'isi estima secha, I've seen your tears. And hinini Yosef al yomecha chamesh esrei shana. Firstly, since you've done tshuva, you've gotten rid of that enemy, the Yetzirah, that caused you to make a mistaken calculation, not to have a child, you've removed that enemy. So the next enemy, the fact that your body is sick, it's still very close, it's him, it's his body. Hinini Yosef al yomecha chamesh esrei shana. I'm going to add to your years, to your days, 15 years. That he'll live another 15 years. And the other enemy, the outside army, Umikaf Melech Ashur Atzilcha. And from the palm, the hand of the king of Ashur, I'll save you. Ve'eso ir hazos, in this city. Veganosi al ha'ir hazos. And I will protect this city. Yerushalayim will be saved. In Malachim it mentions also, Lemani uleman David Avdi. This is going to be done for the sake of Hashem, and it's going to be done for Malchus Beis David. Lemani David Avdi. And we're going to see that ordinarily the salvation could have come b'derech hateva. Chizkio could have recovered, and Sancheriv's army could have left and never come back, or something like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he's going to heal Chizkio, and he's going to destroy Sancheriv's army, and it's going to be in a manner of a miracle, Lemani, for the sake of Kavod Hashem, Uleman David Avdi, and for the sake of his servant David. These words are mentioned in Sefer Melachim when it tells over this story. Chizkio asked for a sign. In Malachim it's brought down clearly, he asked Yeshaya for a sign that this would indeed happen. Chizkio was afraid that he obviously felt so broken over this news. Meis atav lo sichya. He was doing tshuva, he was trying to correct himself. Maybe Yeshaya was just telling him this to make him feel good. That no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will extend his life. Sometimes a message doesn't necessarily have to come true. The good news itself is the reward. The Gemara says sometimes a nightmare doesn't mean anything bad's going to happen. The punishment is that he had a nightmare. Doesn't have to mean there's going to be a different punishment. That's the punishment. And if somebody has a pleasant dream at night, that's a special reward that Hashem gave him, a very enjoyable sleep, and he was had all these thoughts of what gladdens him. That's a special present. Could be these were just words said to comfort him. How did he know that this actually was part of the Nevuah and this would come true? And he asked for a sign. And Yeshaya told him the sign as follows. This is going to be the sign, Me'es Hashem, from Hashem. Asher Yasa Hashem is Hadover Hazeh Asher Diber. How do we know that Hashem will do this word that He's spoken? The answer is, the sign will be, Hinini Meshiv Es Tzel Hamalos. They had like a sundial. They had a number of steps, notches, where the sun would shine, and based on the hour of the day, the shadows would be cast in a manner that they could tell what time it is by watching the shadows on these steps. And Chizkiyahu had been given a choice. The Gemara says in Malachim, either they can suddenly, the sun will race 10 hours ahead, or the sun will turn back. And Chizkiyahu said, it's very easy to turn the clock ahead. It won't seem like such a miracle. This happened, we'll see, 10 hours into the day, which is basically late afternoon. If a day is 12 hours, and this is already 10 hours into the day, it's near the end of the day. To race the clock ahead is not such a miracle. But to turn it back would be a beautiful sign, a significant, it would be a clear miracle. And therefore Hashem told him, Hinini Meshiv Es Tzel Hamalos, the shadow that's cast by the steps, I'm going to turn back. Asher Yorda B'malos Ochoz. Ochoz, Chizkiyahu's father, had made these steps to tell the time. The simple meaning is, the Radak says, that these were steps that were made by Ochoz. The Mitzudas brings it down. Ochoz built these steps. Bashemesh, with the sun, Achoranis. I'm going to turn it backwards, Eser Malos. 10 steps. Vatoshav Hashemesh, Eser Malos. The sun indeed turned back 10 steps. B'malos Asher Yoroda. It had already gone down, and now it reversed direction, and it went back up. Rashi brings down, there's a Gemara, the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Daf Tzadi Vov Omid Aleph. The Gemara says, on this story that Chizkiyahu was sick, and we're going to see later on, this obviously was news in the whole world that the sun had been turned back. And the Gemara has a drasha that B'malos Ochoz means, Rashi brings down, that when Ochoz died in the morning, 2 hours into the day, it took a short amount of time to prepare him and to bury him. 2 hours into the day, it was still morning. Ochoz, everything was prepared, he was buried, and then they were going to be maspid him. And all of a sudden, from 2 hours in the morning, the clock raced 10 hours ahead and the sun sets immediately. Rashi says, Miaro Leiraid. The sun had rushed, v'niskatzer hayom yudshos b'yom shemes Ochoz. The day that Ochoz died, the sun set quickly. K'dei shelo yumaspidim oso. That there was no time for a hesped. He died, he was prepared in the morning, but there was no time for a spedim because all of a sudden it became dark. V'olu achshav l'achoreim. And now the sun turned back, b'yom shenisrape Chizkiyo. On the day Chizkiyo was healed, Vinitosvu al hayom yud shows. And 10 hours were added to the day. The Marsha explains that the 10 hours that were added to the day, first of all, by Ochoz, Efsha shoyim is asking be kvuroso. Could be they needed 2 hours to be involved with the kvura. Va'achar shenikvar, after the person is buried, shechol din avelus yom rishon d'oraisa. The first day of mourning is a law of the Torah, that first day when the person is buried. And that day of mourning didn't exist for Achaz. He was buried, and that first day, immediately the sun set, and the day was gone. Now it turned back for to heal. Oh, and here the Maharsha says, and it could be the reason was, that was part of a kapara for Achaz. Because komishlo nisped kahalocha mechaprim lo. That when the person doesn't have a proper hesped, that's also a kapara. And bishas the kavura, when they buried him to bury him, that was with a bizoyon, a disgrace. Like we learned that his bones were dragged on the mita of chavolim, on the ropes. That was also for a kapara. The Maharsha says in Sanhedrin. Now the 10 hours, the clock now turned back. So it comes out that there was now 22 hours of sunlight, of daylight. And this was in the month of Nisan, in the spring days, the sun is very pleasant. And the sun is turned back 10 hours. Al shem shahashemesh marpe. The Gemara says that the sun heals a person. On a beautiful day, you sit out in the sun, it's a refuah. Chizkio was sick, and Hashem said he'll become better. And the sign that indeed he would become better, and he'll be able to come back to the Beis HaMikdash, was the sun was turned back 10 hours, he had that extra sunlight to bask in its warmth, and that was the sign that indeed he would have a refuah shleima. We'll stop here, and next time we'll see the letter Chizkio sent on the when he was healed.